Listening Library presents The Things a Brother Knows by Dana Reinhardt. Read for you by Joshua Swanson. Chapter 1. I used to love my brother. Now I'm not so sure. That's a terrible thing to say. Believe me, I know it. I would never say it out loud to anybody, not even Pearl. Especially since everyone else loves him. Even the people who've never met him. They can't get enough of him. They worship him. I used to worship him, too. All little brothers worship their big brothers, I guess. It sort of goes with the job description. Think about it. Your brother's face is one of the first you ever see. His hands are among the first to touch you. You crawl only to catch him. You want nothing but to walk like he does, talk like he does, draw a picture, throw a ball, tell a joke like he does. Let loose one of those crazy whistles with four fingers jammed in your mouth, or burp the ABCs just like he does. To your little mind, he's got the whole of the world all figured out. But then you grow up. You start thinking for yourself. You make your own decisions, and those decisions change you. And they can even change the people around you. And my brother made one big whopper of a decision, and in the end, it's made it really hard for me to love him anymore. And I feel like shit about it. Really, I do. But what can I say? It's how I feel. He's coming home. Sometime tonight. Everyone knows it. For one thing, they made an announcement at morning assembly. So that's how my day started. Even though Mr. Bowers never said my name, and even if there were people there who didn't know about Boaz, how many dudes have the last name Katznelson? Our boss.